Let's share our prayer together. Heavenly Father, we humbly bow in your presence. May your word be our rule, your spirit our teacher, and your great glory our supreme concern. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I haven't gone round to check out my answer, and I suppose there are some folks here who will know from hard experience. But I wonder, what do you think the very first thing a primary one class teacher wants to teach the class? What do you think the top priority is? Reading? Writing? Counting? There's a chair and you sit in it. Yeah? The second one would be, there's a time to talk and a time to be quiet. Am I getting close? There's obviously some P1 teachers sitting over here feeding me answers. Okay. Sitting in a chair and not talking all the time, or perhaps talking but only at the right time, would seem to be the first lessons that we want a P1 pupil to learn. Learning to talk is one of those truly life-giving skills. Often, we stop thinking about it. We are not born knowing how to talk. We need to learn how to talk. We are not born knowing when to be silent. We need to learn how to be silent. As we grow, these are things that we need to learn. There's a huge amount of teaching, training, watching, listening, learning by example, and learning by specific lesson that goes on in relation to talking. Talking is so important because it's one of the ways in which we build relationships with one another. When we talk, we share something of ourselves with the one who listens to us. Now, you might think that doesn't happen every time we talk, but I think it does. Even if we are sharing what we might consider factual information, the way in which we share it, the words we use to describe the facts, the passion or boredom which we put into our words describing the facts, communicate something of ourselves to the one who is listening. Talking is about relationship building. Isn't that exactly what we want to do as disciples of Jesus? To grow in a relationship with God as our Father, to grow in a relationship with Jesus as our King and our Savior, to grow in a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who energizes us from the inside. Our maturing as disciples might well be described as maturing in our relationship with God. In this maturing relationship with God, we call talking praying. It's interesting to note how often you could replace the word pray or praying with the words talk and talking. The Lord's Prayer becomes the Lord's talking. The Lord teaching us how to talk with God. Peel away all the layers. Forget all the complicated books that have been written about prayer over the centuries. It comes down to this: talking with God. By this means, we mature in our relationship with Him. That might be one of the headings to describe the content of the Sermon on the Mount. That famous sermon that Jesus preached and which we read in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. The Sermon on the Mount the sermon of our relationship with God. Because all the way through, Jesus is talking to us, teaching us how to have a growing and maturing relationship with God. One time heard someone say about the Sermon on the Mount this: do you think Jesus really meant it? Or do you think he was just talking to pass the time? Was he just filling a blank in the conversation? Surely we believe that Jesus really meant these words in this sermon. And right at the center are words about prayer, about our talking with God and our building a relationship with him. Jesus really did mean it. If we want to grow in prayer, if we want to mature as disciples, we can do nothing better than sit in the school of prayer with Jesus. Learn from him. Will we grow in praying? Is that a desire that burns in us? To know more of a life of prayer today than we did last February? Will we grow in praying? Why do we pray? Why do we pray? We pray to God that we might grow in relationship with him, that he might hear and answer our prayers. The relationship of prayer is in the first place between us and God. It is not between us and others. That's what Jesus was saying. We don't pray so that we can be noticed by others and commended by them. It is possible to make a public display of praying, which ends up not being prayer at all. It's just babbling words to be seen and heard by others, to be commended by men. Jesus says, if you want to aim at that, you can do that. But stop calling it prayer. If prayer is about talking to God, growing in a relationship with him, then our motives, our insides become important. Jesus says, you're not praying so that others can see you. You're not praying so that others will know you've been praying and will think well of you for it. You're praying so that you can talk to God and be heard by him. Now, later on in Matthew's gospel, up in chapter 18 and perhaps in other places as well, Jesus will encourage his disciples to meet together to pray. Don't panic. The Lord Jesus is not confused. He didn't forget what he said in chapter 6 when he came to chapter 18. The Lord Jesus here is saying to us, get your heart right. When you're praying, if it's prayer, when you're praying, you're talking to God. That's what you're doing. Doesn't matter if no one ever knows. Doesn't matter if no one else ever hears or sees, because you're talking to God. So this verse here in Matthew 6 is not an excuse for not turning up when the congregation gather for prayer. It is teaching us about the importance of our motives. We should fix our hearts upon God. We should learn to pray in such a way that the only person that matters is him. If he hears, if he sees, that's the only one that matters. But we need to pray. Will we grow in praying? The Lord Jesus certainly thinks that gathering Christians together to pray is good. It's mature discipleship. He encourages us in this. It's where we learn to pray after all. However, the Lord Jesus also teaches us to pray in secret. So which is it? Are we to pray in secret or are we to pray together? And the answer, of course, is both. If we don't pray in secret, we will find praying together impossible. We will find participating in worship on Sunday mornings increasingly difficult if we don't pray in secret. And if we don't pray together, then we're never going to learn how to pray so that we can pray when we're in secret. The two belong together. Each informs and builds up the other. The challenge of what Jesus says about being in secret, going into your closet, closing the door, praying to your Father who is in secret, is intimacy. Make time to be alone with God. Sometimes we find intimacy really difficult. There are some of us who love crowds. We love to be together with people. We like noise and biz. We hate the thought of being on our own. And we are challenged by the thought of being on our own in the presence of God. And yet prayer is an expression of intimacy. Intimacy. You might have heard of Eugene Peterson, the chap who translated the Bible and it was published as The Message. He died just last year. In one of his books, Eugene Peterson writes about the Song of Songs, that great book in the Old Testament. And Peterson says that book's all about prayer because actually it's about intimacy, how we deal with intimate relationships between a man and a woman and how those are a mirror of our intimate relationship with our God. And that's what prayer is. It is simply not true. Somehow the word has got out there, but it's not true. Jesus was not always in public. Jesus was not always available to do everything whenever anyone asked him at a moment's notice. It's just not true. Because we read often that Jesus made time for himself to be alone with God in prayer. Perhaps because Jesus made time to be alone with God in prayer, he was able to do all the things he did when he was together with others. But certainly, the Lord Jesus believed that being alone together with God was life-giving and had to be prioritized in his schedule, and he had to make time for that. How can we not do this if we seek to follow Jesus? We must follow his example and learn to grow in praying in secret to our Father. There's a great danger for us that we make prayer too difficult. I wonder how many times you've heard the phrase, prayer is hard. Prayer is difficult. It puts us off. We think we need clever words, well-polished phrases, poetic lines of mystical beauty. All we need are our everyday words and our everyday accent. And we don't need anything more than that. Prayer is really simple. Get to the point. Now, you're all sitting thinking, I wish you would do that. In fact, I wish every minister would do that. Get to the point. That's always good advice when you're speaking to someone. You know how you're listening to someone and you realize after about five or six sentences that they're buttering you up to get to a, and would you do, and you almost want to say, we're going to get to the point. Our Father doesn't need to be flattered by us. He doesn't need to be impressed by our command of English rhetoric and grammar. He just needs to hear us talk to him. Just tell him, simple, straightforward. And don't use many words. Just say it straight out. Just do it. We need sometimes to stop talking about praying and start praying. My dad had heart troubles, and his hands and his feet were cold, and so he loved his coal fire. He used to have this coal fire in the front room, and it was roaring away, burning hot. My mum and my sister and I were sitting in T-shirts and shorts, and the sweat was pouring off it, but my dad was still cold, hands over the coal fire. But he was old school with his fire. If it burned, it was fuel for the fire. There was none of this sorting out stuff that it wasn't good to burn. If it burned, it went on the fire. Didn't matter what it was, on the fire it went. If it burned, it was fuel for the fire. Whatever you say to God at any time, in any place, is fuel for the fire. Somehow we've got this idea that prayer is only what happens when we sit in a special place and we clasp our hands and we bow our head and we say special words. Anything that burns is fuel for the fire. Anything you say is prayer. It's as simple as that. You angry? Speak about your anger in the presence of God, and that's prayer. Are you upset? You feeling let down? Speak about it in the presence of God, and that's prayer. Are you happy? Are you excited? Share it with God. That's prayer. Anything you want to say in the presence of God counts. He doesn't exclude anything. You don't need fancy words. You don't need phrases to introduce or finish or end prayers. Anything and everything you say directed to God is prayer. It's that simple. And maybe we need to try it. Just walking down the road. Lovely sunny day and bright blue skies. It might be cold, but it looks really bright and nice. Let's try saying, you know, this is a really great day. And direct that towards God, and that's prayer. You hear some good news. That's really good news. I'm so glad I heard that. Direct it toward God, that's prayer. You have a conversation with someone. They tell you something. Maybe they're seeing the doctor or they're having an operation this week. And as you finish your conversation, you say, I hope everything goes well for them. Direct it towards God, and that's prayer. It's not more difficult than that. We've made it too complicated. Prayer is actually really simple. It's just talking to God. Lent begins next month. And for 3 nights over the period of Lent, we're going to run something called the prayer course, which is designed to help us see just how simple prayer is. Watch out for the dates and times and come along. And let's stop talking about prayer and start praying. Let's stop thinking it's hard and realize how simple it is. And let's grow in praying. I think this is the best bit of all. Your Father who is in heaven sees and knows what you need before you ask it. He already knows. So why do we need to pray then? Well, just because God loves to hear your voice. Just because God loves to hear your voice. Isn't that how parents are with their children? Sure, we could figure out what they need. We could go and get it done for them. But we want to hear their voice. We want to hear them talk to us. Isn't that just what our God does? You will make God happy by letting him hear your voice. That's what prayer is. This is how we grow in our relationship with God. This is how we get to know him, not just as a God far away, but as our Father. Because we speak to God just as we would have spoken to our mum or our dad. We just pour out all the things that we want to say. And God delights to hear them, even though he already knows them. Perhaps especially because he already knows them. We're not growing in a relationship with God if we presume upon his knowledge. We're growing in a relationship with God when we talk to him and he smiles at us and says, okay, here's how I'm going to answer your prayer. We pray because God loves us before we pray. We might say we pray because God loves us. If God didn't love us, how could we pray? There would be no point in talking to a God who doesn't love us. He's not going to answer us. We talk to a Father who overwhelmingly loves us, who is passionate about us, whose greatest desire is to hear our voice and to be in our presence and to pour his blessing upon us. We pray because God already knows what we're going to pray about. And we are trusting his promise that he will hear us. We are trusting his promise that he will answer us, which is different from saying he's going to do what we ask him to do. His answer might not be what we want him to do, but it will still be an answer. We pray because we already know God a little. And we want to know him more. And this is how we're going to grow in knowing God more. As we talk to him. As we pray. Will we grow in praying? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that you are so willing to hear our voice, that you have given us this straightforward way to grow in knowing you, that we can speak to you and you will hear us. Teach us to pray not to be seen by anyone else, but only by you. Teach us to pray in the quiet, intimate places that we find, where we can pour out our hearts before you. Teach us that every word we say can be fuel for that fire, and you will count it as prayer. Smile upon us. Catch us up in your strong arms. Hold us close to hear even our faintest whispers. Father, work in us that we might mature as disciples as we learn how to pray. Amen.